Hello everyone, I'm Navid Saxena from Expression, and today I'm going to walk you through some of the key features of XAML Designer in Visual Studio and Blend for creating Metro style applications in C++. Before we take a look at XAML Designer, let's take a quick look on some of the default project templates that are shipped in Visual Studio. If you go and click on the Windows Metro Style tab under C++, you will see the set of default project templates that we ship in Visual Studio for the Metro Style applications. Out of these, my favorites are Grid and Split application. These two project templates are multi-page projects based on hub navigation pattern, which allows you to navigate through a group of items and see individual details of each item. If you're going to start working on a Metro style application, these two project templates are excellent resource, and I really recommend you to use them. Also, the very next application, the Contoso cookbook application, which I'm going to demo, has also been created using the default grid application project template. So now let's go and take a look at the Contoso cookbook application. As you can see, this application shows different recipes from different cuisines. You can go through all these. You can click on any of these recipes, and it will show you a set of ingredients and the directions to prepare it. Also, we have given a small timer so that you can actually time your preparation and see how it comes out to be. You can go back. You can click on any of the header, and you will see a different layout for these recipes. Also, you can go into the snap view, and you will see that all the recipes are laid out in a different way. And you can still interact with your application. You can still click on any of the recipe to see the ingredients and navigate through them. Now let's open the same application in Visual Studio and see how it looks. This is the same Contoso cookbook application in the Visual Studio. And what you're seeing is a XAML designer in Visual Studio. As you can see, the application looks very similar to what we were seeing at the runtime. And this is great because now I can make visual changes to my application at design time and can see those changes without actually any need to run the application. I can select different elements. I can select an element and I can resize it or even rotate it directly on the Visual Designer. Also, I can select an element and I can go to the property inspector to change its properties. So for example, if I decide that this image should actually not be left aligned, but it should actually be center aligned, then I can go and change the horizontal alignment to center, and the XAML designer will immediately update the preview and will show it to you. Also, you can go and create different elements directly on the designer from the toolbox, and you can change its properties. For example, I created a button, and I'm gonna go and change the background brush to something like red. Many a times when you are creating applications, you actually want to store some of the values as resources so that you can use it across the application, across multiple documents. And you can do that using the designer. You can go and select the property marker and say, create new resource. And this will bring up this create resource dialog. You can name the resource. For example, in this case, I'm marking it as red brush. And then you can define the scope where you want to create the resource. If you want this brush resource to be shared across the application, you can define it in the application view. If you want this resource local to the document, you can create it in this document. Or if you want it to be created in a resource dictionary, that is an external resource dictionary, you can go to the resource dictionary option and select your resource dictionary from the dropdown. In this case, we will create the resource in the application scope. So we'll select the application and press OK. Now, if you want to edit the resource, you can click on the property marker and bring up the edit resource dialog. You can go and change the value of the brush, and you will notice that as I am changing the value, the element itself is getting updated on the XAML designer. When I'm selected a particular value. I can click OK, and the value will be persisted. Now, if I want to see where this resource is actually defined, I will go and click on the property marker and say, go to resource. And it will directly take me to the resource definition. And in this case, it goes to app.saml. And I can see the solid color brush with the specific value that I have selected. Now, if you are a big fan of XAML and you directly prefer working in the XAML editor, you can definitely do that. You can go to the XAML editor, and the XAML designer will provide you full IntelliSense. You can navigate through the controls. You can set different properties. So let's set the content property. Set the foreground. And as soon as I complete the tag, you will see the element now displays on the designer. Now I can move the element. I can change and resize it, or even rotate it, and you will notice that the XAML designer and the XAML itself are always in sync. Now let's talk about event handlers. Anytime you're developing an application, at many points you're going to go and add event handlers to your controls. And I don't want to get into a habit of like remembering what the syntax is or what are the particular parameters that need to be passed to the event handler. And you don't need to, because the designer provides you an easy way of adding event handlers. If you're working in XAML, you can directly go to the particular element, and you can select the event. You can say new event handler, and we will automatically generate the definition and declaration for you in the header file and the CPV file, respectively. Also, if you want, you can select the element and go to the Property Inspector's Event tab, and we will show you all the set of events that are supported for this particular control. And you can go and double click on any of these events, and we will generate the declaration and definition for the event for you. Now let's talk about some more features about the designer. When you're working with the controls, many a times you want to go and change the way the control looks like. You want to go and change the control template of the control. For example, in this case, you can see that we have actually redesigned a button to look like a back button. When you're working with controls like grid view or item or list view in the Metro style applications, many times you will go and change the data template of these controls to change the way the data is displayed by these. For example, in this application, we are using a grid view to lay out all the recipes and show it to the user. So if I want to change the data template, I will simply right-click on the grid view, go to Additional Templates, Edit Item Template, Edit Current. And you will notice that Designer directly takes me to the item template. In this case, the item template actually consists of an image element, a text block, and another image element. Now, based on some UX study or based on my UX designer, it was recommended that the rating control should actually not be left aligned, but should be right aligned. And I can definitely do that. I will go to my property inspector. I go to the layout and change the alignment to right. Now, when I switch back to the main document, you will notice that all the elements now have their rating control aligned right. All this can be done directly in the XAML designer without any need of running the application. Now let's take a look at the same application in Blend for Visual Studio. I hope many of you have already used Blend, and if not, it's a great tool for creating advanced custom styles and control templates. If you want to go and play with the states of a control, Blend is the right tool for you. The next property and next feature I'm going to show in Blend is the design time properties, which is also available in Visual Studio. You can see here, there are two design time properties which are available in the objects and timeline pane, that is hide and lock. Many a times when you're working with overlapping elements, you really want to hide the element at the top so that you can actually see the element beneath it and design it and change the properties. And you can directly do that in XAML Designer by clicking on this eyeball button. So as soon as I click it, you will now observe that the element is not visible on the designer itself. It's very important to understand that this is a design time property and does not impact the application at runtime. Let's bring the button back. Similarly, if you are done styling your control, if you have done with particular styling your control and you have said these controls are final, the last thing you want is to make some accidental edit to that control or accidentally delete it. And to avoid that, you can actually lock a particular control or a particular element on the designer. As soon as you lock an element, you won't be able to select the element on the designer or even in the document outline unless until you unlock the element again. This is a great feature when you have done with a set of styles and everything, you don't want to disturb these elements, you can just go and lock them and make sure nobody touches it, none of the properties are impacted by that, and these are not accidentally deleted. Now let's actually take a look at visual states. So I'm going to go and edit the control template of this button. So I can right-click on the button, I can go to edit template, edit current. And now let's zoom a little bit so I can see my button clearly. And now you can see different elements which actually makes this button control. In this case, you can see that the button is made up of 3 text blocks and 2 rectangles. If you go to the states pane, you will see the set of default states that are created for this button. So at any particular point, a button can be in any one of these states. I can click on these states and see how the visual appearance of the button changes in each state. So for example, when I click on pressed, I can see that the button actually is turned red. Similarly, when I click on pointer, the visual appearance changes. Also, I can go and select any particular state and change the properties. For example, in this case, on the press state, I can rotate the arrow to point in the upward direction. Whatever all the changes that I am doing to the element and to the contents of the control template are only preserved for the press state, and none of the other states are impacted by this change. So for example, if I go back to base or the normal, you will see the button as it was. But when I go to the press state, it's now actually pointing, the arrow is pointing in the upward direction. So this is the visual state and the VSM Visual States Manager feature in Blend. Before we close out, I want to show you one more feature, and that is the device pane in Blend, which is also available in Visual Studio. When I was running the application, I actually moved the application into the snap state. And you saw that the elements, the recipes were laid out in a different fashion. In Windows 8, any application can be in one of these 4 states: landscape, filled. Let me zoom out a little bit so that you can actually see the full application. So it can be in the filled state, it can be in the snapped state, or it can be in the portrait state. As a developer of an application, we have to make sure that your application works well in each and every state supported by Windows 8. So how to design these? This is where the value of Blender Visual Studio comes in. These tools, the XAML Designer, allows you to design these applications in each of these states directly while working in the tools. For example, if I want to go and design the application in the snap state, I can go and select the snapped state in the visual states and go to the snap state. And you will now see how the application is looking like in the snap state. Now, if I go and change any of the properties, that will affect only the snap state of the application and not any other state. So for example, I can select the list view and I can go and change its color. And you will notice the changes are only specific to the snap state. Also, if I want, I can go and rotate the particular image control. And again, this is only applicable to the snap state. If I go back to the normal state, and go back to the normal, you will see the application remains unchanged. Another great thing is basically checking how your application looks like and at different displays. So for example, right now, I'm previewing how my application looks like at 1366 by 768 resolution. If I want to check any other resolution, I can go and click on the display combo box and select a different resolution. For example, when I selected 1920 by 1080, this is how my application will look like at runtime. Also, if you want to see how your application looks like at different themes, we have a set of themes that are defined for Windows 8. So for example, if I want to see how my application looks like in the light theme or in the high contrast, I can select these values in the combo box, and Designer will show you how the application will behave in these particular themes. All these you can do directly in the XAML Designer without actually going and running the application or changing any properties or any themes for Windows itself. So these were some of the key features that I wanted to demonstrate for you in the XAML Designer. Hope you guys liked it. If you have any feedback, please send me an email at navits@microsoft.com or blendinsider@microsoft.com. Hope you guys enjoy your conference. Thank you.